Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From the Race Across America mobile studios at gate B27 at Denver International Airport, we're on the phone with Michael Conney, who is cruising through Missouri right now. How are you feeling today, Michael?
Yeah, good. I feel really good. I'm actually getting stronger as the race goes on. We pulled into Jefferson City last night. Timed it, I guess, perfectly. Got in like 2 o'clock, so we avoided all the traffic down, I think, was Highway 54 or something.
Yeah, it's, I know the terrain around Jefferson City, you've got some big climbs. There's like 3 in a row that are pretty steep. Did you get through those already?
Oh, yeah. Those are, I mean, that's my backyard right there.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Park City's not flat, right? So that's like my training grounds. When coach tells me, I need you to do 2 hours of flat, I'm like, where? Like, I live in the mountains.
So, how about the winds? Did it actually die when you got into Missouri, as per usual?
Yeah, it died. We still had a crosswind, but, you know, the terrain changed. With the rollers, it just doesn't blow like Kansas. Kansas was just beat you over the head.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you've got the Mississippi River coming up. That's kind of a nice landmark.
Yeah, I'm doing one time station at a time. Right now we're going to hit 34 in the Revolution Bicycle Place. And one time station at a time, man, for us.
Yeah, and then Mississippi's after that, so way to go. How much sleep did you have last night?
Too much. I think I got 3.5 hours.
So you are staying reasonably rested for Race Across America.
Yeah, what we're finding is if I stay rested, I'm able to come out and do the first 100 miles in under 6 hours, you know, but I have to stay on the bike during the day. Like, I think I had 2 5-minute breaks and a 25-minute nap and like 15 minutes with Adam. So I was like an hour off the bike.
Now, you had a nice addition to your crew today. Didn't the Taj Mahal van show up?
Yeah, they called Taj Mahal or Rich Carlson. The sprinter is back from Alamosa with new brake lines. And, they transferred everything this morning, and that's why I slept a little longer.
Well, and that's going to be really nice for the crew to have those extra people back.
Oh, yeah. We lost 2. We didn't think the fix was going to take that long, but it took a little longer.
But you've got a reliable vehicle that's comfortable. You built that one especially for Ram, so good to have it back.
Oh, yeah. Not really for me. They get to enjoy it, which is good. Because, you know, a healthy and rested crew is better for me.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day.
How's the weather right now? Wind aside, what are the temperatures like?
80 and humid.
So not super common for somebody who's up in Park City, but at least it's reasonably cool.
Yeah, I like the heat, as you know. The humidity I haven't really rode in, but I like it, actually. My throat was really sore the first couple of days. I thought I was getting sick while I was going up and down these hills. But Sarah Cooper said as soon as I got the humidity, it would get better.
Anything specific you're looking forward to today?
Yeah, putting in 300 miles and just attacking these rollers. I love them. They're so much fun.
Man, I love hearing that. Now, what's been the high point of the race for you so far? Just the moment that you're in?
Yeah, I mean, we're just taking day by day, hour by hour. I had a talk with my crew this morning, and I said, hey, we're in an interesting place, and we're going to stick to our plan, and we're going to, just keep cranking away day after day, being safe and courteous and enjoying Ram, because this is it, man. There's no Ramnesia to this one. I want to be done and then go support others in their journey, I think crewing is the best way to get back. I was an official last year. I love this sport. I have more respect for this race now than I ever have. And I think I'll have even more as the next days go on.
I've talked a lot about your positive attitude, and I think one of the roughest things in finishing Ram, it was always really bittersweet because you knew the pain was going to end, but here this great adventure was almost over, and it's kind of like, wow, this has taken up a year of my life, and now it's going to end. You've got plans after this.
Yeah, we got a wedding August 11th with my fiance, who is on a night crew. So, yeah, that's been a fun lead-up because Ram is it's life-consuming, man. There's no doubt about it. It controls my life. And you and I have talked. I mean, I get on the train at 4 o'clock in the morning, get off, get my daughter to school at 7, go to work when I had a job, come, pick her up for a dance, get dinner done, tuck her in, and I'm back on the trainer again. And there's so many of these athletes out there that just put in the dedication, and I know firsthand the respect I have for Ram is it could be ripped away at a moment's notice. And it could be under my control or not under my control, or crew members getting up and leaving, or crazy stuff. But this race has so many facets, and I think we're like 2,000 miles into it, and I just have more respect for this race now doing what I'm doing. I mean, it's crazy to think that I'm in Missouri and I've been riding my bike for 7 days from the California coast. I was born and raised. Like, that's mind-boggling.
Well, Michael, I sure appreciate you taking the time every day to give us your insights on what's going on, and I really look forward to catching up with you this evening.
Yeah, we'll be around. I'll be on my bike, I guarantee you. I got 300 miles before I can sleep, so that's their goal for me today.
Have a great rest of your day, Michael.
Thank you, George.
From the Race Across America Mobile Studios at Gate B27 at Denver International Airport, I'm George Thomas.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.